Get in the van!
Get in the van!
We're doing podcast stuff!
Hey, this is Twisted Cat.
I'm Batman.
I'm Patch.
Not here. Nor is the quiet girl in the back seat. We are in Tucson, Arizona. And we have, not just, but this evening seen New Year's Day, The Warning, and Hailstorm.
Woo!
So, finally got to see New Year's Day, although we got here late, and so I didn't get to see most of their set.
We saw like two or three songs.
I would have liked to have seen the whole set. I'm not sure whether it was a milquetoast sort of set or whether it was just taking me a while to get into the music.
Yeah, when we walked in, they were just starting a cover of Pantera's Fucking Hostile.
Yeah.
And I have opinions.
Tell us your opinions, Patch.
It was so bad, Phil Anselmo was rolling over in his grave, and he's not dead yet.
I mean, it seemed like she was singing along with a lot of track, because there was nobody else singing on stage, and she definitely had other vocals going.
Oh, yeah, no, they had a lot of backtrack on a bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
so.
and like most of the, she was just kind of yelling over the top of stuff that was just going. So it was, I don't know, it was
very odd. It was lots of yelling, not any singing, and I know she can do better than that.
See, I want to see them do a full set still.
I would love to see them do a, and I don't know if it was because it was the last night of the tour or if she couldn't hear herself because the audio mix was terrible. I don't know what the problem was, but there was clearly something going on that was preventing them from putting on a good set.
Alright. I think we're over there.
It's around the corner.
Oh, there? Okay.
And, you know, there were one or two more songs, and things didn't really improve any when they were doing their own material. And
I enjoyed it. It felt a little Disney, which was strange.
I mean,
I realize they're from Anaheim, but it felt a little Disney to me.
I mean, they bill themselves as being from Disneyland, USA.
I believe they got their start playing downtown Disney.
Okay.
I believe they're one of those bands who did a bunch of weekends playing for crowds at downtown Disney, like Suburban Legends and a number of others.
Yeah, they felt very Disney to me. Like metal Disney, but still Disney.
Yeah. Anyway, I would go see them again.
Yeah.
And hope for better.
Sure.
And if it were, yeah. Anyway, I'm happy to move on.
Okay.
The Warning.
Love those girls.
I gushed about them last time we saw them.
I enjoyed this set much better than I enjoyed the last time we saw them.
I am so glad. Because those young women are phenomenally talented and a pleasure to watch and are just fantastic. I cannot speak their praises high enough.
They did a Spanish song.
Yes! Oh my god! It's hilarious because they're doing their set and I thought to myself, man, these girls really need to do a song in Spanish. And the very next song, they're like, and this is our very first song in Spanish.
And not only was it their first song in Spanish, but
the drummer,
Paulina, actually came out to be the lead singer. Now,
they got RJ to drum, which was hysterical to me.
She's been back there behind the drum kit. She doesn't have a vocal mic or anything anyway.
No, she does.
Oh, she does. Yeah,
she has a headset vocal mic.
Oh, it's a headset. Okay.
She's doing most of the
backup
vocals. She's
back there, like, singing her ass off and, like, doing that fun animated drummer thing back there. and just belting away as she's drumming.
Not quite as much as the guy from Gemini Syndrome,
though. Yeah, but that's a high bar.
But, yeah, sublimely talented. I mean, you can also tell that they are not playing to tracks. They are... There's three girls on the stage just making music.
Yeah.
And having a great time.
They actually... They do play to one track. Their Metallica cover.
Right.
Yeah.
Because there's another vocalist on it. Who's clearly not touring with them. Yeah, I even like their Metallica track. Like, these girls are good.
Right?
God damn.
In case anyone hasn't been paying attention, Patch is not a big Metallica fan.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Metallica, but it's like in
tune. They should have been in a plane crash just before Load.
It's in tune and on beat.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, the warning, yeah, I can't wait to see them headlining.
Yeah.
They're gonna rock it.
I figured out, like, my elevator pitch for the warning.
Okay.
They are the female Greta Van Fleet. Three sisters playing amazing top tier music.
I just tried to picture them in a bad mustache.
He does have a bad mustache now.
I hate that mustache. I just can't. Anyway, back to the warning.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed this set much better, and I don't know if it was the fact that I could see the whole band. The drummer really does it for me, and just her level of enthusiasm is awesome. Maybe I was just more curious about them this time. I don't know, but like I enjoyed this go around much better with them.
Adriana, their bassist, is a joy to watch because she is very clearly
Alexandra?
Daniela.
No, Daniela is the guitarist.
Okay, right. Alejandra.
Alejandra, yeah.
Sorry. The one with the A name. Anyway, she is clearly doing the thing that she loves. She is clearly having so much goddamn fun up there. It's wonderful.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, she's the youngest, and she's like, what, 18 or something now, I think?
16?
They're...
Yeah.
They are at the beginning of a long and awesome career.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Hopefully.
Right.
Well, I mean, even if they break up as a band, they still have to see each other at Christmas dinner, so it's, you know, going to be awkward no matter what, so they might as well stay together as a band.
Okay.
Wow.
Come on, you know it's true. You break up with a band because you just don't agree and you don't want to ever see these people again.
Fever 111.
The Fever 111.
Okay, so moving on from the warning.
Hailstorm. Oh my god.
Yeah.
She was so good tonight.
Yes.
Oh my god.
So that's actually the one thing that I have to say about this set, other than it was a Hailstorm set. It was wonderful. This was actually my favorite Hailstorm set ever.
She hits me on such an emotional level. Like, yes, she is a great guitarist, and yes, she is a kick-ass woman, and yes, she has an amazing voice. And, like, she hits me on such an emotional level. I can't, like, I don't even have really good words for it.
Yeah.
Like, but
her,
just...
Her beliefs and brain meets are in tune with where we are.
Yeah.
And that's, it's wonderful.
It's just the emotion that comes through in her music just, it hits me there, you know? I don't know. So, but they were so good tonight.
It's a journey because they start here and they ramp up and they go and then they bring it down and they do the, you know, the acoustic piano set with just Lizzie. And it was awesome today.
Three different songs going one into the other. Yeah. And they were all just, they punched, man. Yeah.
Kind of seamless into, you know, Dear Daughter and, you know, Raise Your Horns, which again was just, it may be on an album, but I don't care. That song was not meant to be on an album. It is a song to do live. And just her up there alone with the piano doing that is great.
Yeah.
Also loved the fact that at the end, they came back, and they've done this before, but they didn't actually, like, bring all of the rest of the bands out previously on the last show. Like,
yeah.
They just did it with them. This was the last show of the tour, so all of the other bands came out with Hailstorm at the end for...
Here's to Us.
Here's to Us. And, you know, everybody's just, you know, doing toast, and they got drinks on stage, and, like... You know, high-fiving and toasting, and then they go back, and basically the rest of the bands just kind of hang out in the back and sit on the stage on the set there behind there.
And sing along.
And sing along, and,
I don't know if you saw the people from New Year's Day up there fucking with RJ. It was so cute.
Yes. Well,
you had gone to the restroom, but when RJ did his drum solo...
Right.
Halfway through it, he actually brought out the drummer from New Year's Day to join him for the drum solo.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and they swapped places twice.
Yeah,
it was fantastic.
They just kept, like, rotating around.
Oh, I like
and
that.
And then he went off, and he actually brought Paulina. Sadly, she just came on to deliver him and bring the big sticks. I was really hoping she was going to get up there with him, too, and go.
I was.
Sure.
I'm like, oh, sad. But, yeah, just to have all of the bands, it's the last night of their tour, all the bands on stage just singing it out, Here's to Us, capping it off towards the end there.
Yeah, it was a great show.
The only negative thing I have to say about the Hailstorm set is I really don't like the LD for this particular tour. He hates people. There were so many blinders going on.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
But it was still very pretty when I could actually see. And yeah, just I agree, I think that's the best set we've seen.
Yeah. I mean, our boy Todd back there was a little distracting occasionally.
Oh, shut up, it was his birthday.
It was totally his birthday.
It was absolutely
and his name is Todd. He told us all this.
Which
all
was very fitting, really, because he was totally a Todd.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was that guy.
Welcome to Arizona.
I mean, he kept putting his shirt back on to go out into the lobby.
Well, at least there's that.
I think security came over and talked to him at least 3 different times.
Did they really?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I ignored him as much as I could.
Yeah, me too. But
it was his birthday.
It was his birthday.
Oh, everybody knew it was his birthday.
He was having a grand
old
time.
That dude was loud.
Yeah.
Felt bad
I'm
for
pretty
his
sure
friends.
Lizzie knew it was his birthday.
Luckily, like everybody else, Lizzie didn't care.
Yeah. Anyway, so...
Hailstorm.
Yeah, Hailstorm.
Awesome.
And can we not drive to Arizona again for a while?
You're telling me.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I hope she appreciates the fact that people drive distances to come see her.
Yeah, so
Patch and I are going to go see Hallucination in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Which should be fucking amazing.
I'm really excited about that.
Yes. I have in the interim, Batman and I saw in the interim, we saw Hai Lung, but there's no way for me to review Hai Lung. I came out of there and I was like, thought about it and I was like, nope.
That is not a...
No.
That is not a concert. That is a...
It's a ritual experience.
Yeah.
It's an interactive ritual experience. If you get a chance to go see Hai Lung, please go see Hai Lung. They were fucking amazing. There's no way to review them. So, yeah. But yeah, that's all I think I have on this, for this episode. Anybody else?
We just saw The Warning and Hailstorm like a month or two ago.
Also in Arizona.
Also in Arizona. So we don't have an awful lot new to say about them.
Other than the fact that the set was amazing.
Yeah. They fucking rock. They fucking rock ass.
Yeah.
And go see them. Go support them.
Yes.
Do the thing.
Do
listen
the thing.
To the music.
Get in the van!
We're doing podcast stuff!